I'm Lisa Mullins. The coronavirus is turning life upside down for many residents of Massachusetts. Norwood is one of the first towns hit hard by the illness. The town manager there tested positive for COVID-19, and several local officials had to self-quarantine. As the town works to handle public health issues, residents and business owners are trying to adjust to a new normal. WBUR's Aninjor Enwemeka reports.
I'm in Norwood, and I'm walking down Washington Street, which is a main road here that's lined with several different types of businesses. A lot of them appear to be pretty empty. I'm seeing maybe one or two customers, maybe up to a handful of customers. Some have said that they feel like customers are afraid to come out, taking precautions, staying in. But people in Norwood are trying to make the best of the situation. Robert LePan is the co-owner of Impeccable Barber Company.
It's definitely, emotions are high. You see a lot of hysteria.
LePan has had a drop in customers and expects that to continue. But he thinks his business can survive. He says the barbershop is already well sanitized. He sprays down the chairs with Lysol, and he's taking extra precautions.
You know, we're not shaking hands. We're actually doing a high five with our feet. So, yeah, we're just trying to be as smart about the situation as we can.
How do you do a high five with your feet?
Like this. Yeah.
Oh, so just like touch toes?
Yeah.
And are people going for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never done that before.
Yeah.
You can find some moments of levity during the coronavirus outbreak.
Trying to keep spirits high, you know.
Preschool teacher Kathy Corbin leaves a salon next to the barbershop. She says her family is trying to figure out a new routine since schools are closed and their beloved college basketball tournament has been canceled.
So we would be watching lots of basketball this time of year. We love March Madness, but we're calling it March Sadness now. But I feel like what's happening in the world is a lot bigger than basketball. But I feel like so much is just being canceled and, you know, social distancing. So what are we going to be doing? Not watching basketball on TV. Lots of family time. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to get creative in our boredom.
Corbin, of course, isn't the only one spending more time at home. This week, Norwood officials closed town hall due to the public health crisis. The move came after a heightened statewide response to the coronavirus. And residents here are well aware of the concerns. The town manager tested positive for COVID-19, and 10 other town officials self-quarantined after attending an event where someone had the illness. Just up the block from town hall, retired Norwood resident Ray Johnson says he's worried about the coronavirus.
I really, to tell you the truth, I'm scared and getting scared. I shouldn't be, but I'm old. I'm going to be 72 in another less than 2 weeks. And it's bad for people with the heart and lung problems, which I do have.
Johnson says he's being careful and washing his hands more regularly. But he hopes to continue to take walks. He also has to get to doctor's appointments.
I'm going to try my regular routine. I like to get out to the walk because I need the exercise. And we'll see what happens.
It's wait and see for many people in Norwood as businesses, events, and other services scale back. Meanwhile, the Norwood Hospital has already set up a tent to test for the coronavirus. And town officials continue to send out regular updates to residents electronically. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor Enwemeka.